Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life, coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. Hey babes, welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from NoDietBabe.com. And today I want to talk about sugar. Because when I was younger, I felt very addicted to sugar. And I was very convinced that sugar was the thing that was causing my weight issue. It was the thing that I had to cut out. I saw sugar as the enemy. I viewed sugar like a drug, as in I just felt really addicted to it. I was a binge eater. I could not. I was the type of person that would rather, you know, cut sugar out because I felt as though if I had any sugar, I couldn't portion control around it. I could not be the person who had a little bit of chocolate and be done with it. I thought that everybody who was naturally slim or like anyone who was I was projecting my dieting mentality onto other people unconsciously. And so I would view the world and think that anyone who had a good body or a good physique was dieting and they were eating perfect. And I would project that limiting belief unconsciously onto the world. And then when I was at university and I met actual naturalists, slim people that weren't dieting, it kind of messed with my worldview and my belief systems. And then I started to question, hang on a second, like I diet more than these people, I exercise more than these people, yet I weigh significantly more. What's going on here? And I started to question what I knew so much because I was very obsessed with dieting knowledge. I was that person that would just, you know, everyone talks about sugar now. Well, I was talking about sugar 15 years ago. I was saying, you know, sugar is bad and don't eat sugar and blah, blah, blah. I was doing all that back then. And what I realized was that I knew all this stuff, yet I was not able to follow it. I felt out of control if I had any sugar. Like I don't know if I've said this on the podcast because I know I've said it on my emails and other content, but I was the type of person that would throw chocolate cake into the bin, mud cake, and there were times where I would take it out of the bin to eat it. I would say to myself, okay, I need to stop. If I keep eating, like I feel sick already, like I feel so sick, I'm going to put this in the bin. And that'll stop me. That'll be the thing. If I don't buy sugar, I won't eat it. If I put it in the bin, I won't eat it. But that never worked because there were times where I would take it out of the bin and eat it. Or I would unconsciously drive in a trance to the supermarket and buy whatever, or but in a trance, like go to the bakery and buy stuff and eat it. So cutting it out never worked for me. And what's interesting, I want to tell you a story of what happened this morning. So first of all, let's just envision past me taking food out of a bin, okay? We're talking zero self-control with sugar. We're talking literally felt addicted to sugar, okay? Blamed the sugar, like everyone else, blamed the sugar. Sugar's a demon. It's like a drug. It's so bad for you. You have to cut it out. It's terrible. Okay. Demonizing sugar. Demonizing sugar. I was demonizing sugar. What happened this morning? Okay. So lately, I've had some bladder issues. Okay. And I've been looking at the metaphysical reason for this, and I know exactly what's going on within me. I have to work through some emotions that are causing this issue. And the biggest one is like anger and feeling trapped, and they relate to my childhood. And I had some sessions and working through it, and I understand what's going on. And through getting to the root cause and understanding the metaphysical emotions that are causing these bladder issues, I was then inspired, after clearing some of the emotions, I was inspired to drink some aloe vera juice. And now last year I spent a lot of time operating from this problem-solving energy, trying to find all these supplements to help the bladder issues, and they just kept coming around. So I'm like, this is an emotional issue. When something repeats itself over and over again, it's an emotional issue, okay? And I was avoiding that even myself for some reason, because I'm only human. And so I've really come to terms with having to work on it, and I'm working on it. And what's interesting is how once I cleared some of the emotions, I was inspired without any effort to a solution. And now I'm getting so much soothing from this aloe vera juice, and it's just so healing, and I'm feeling relief. And I'm like, okay, yes, obviously this is what I teach, is to get to the emotional roots of things. And so here I am, just again showing you an example of this in real life, like real time, you guys. This is real time stuff. And I'm still working on those emotions that have been coming up, replaying our childhood. We're replaying our childhood unconsciously. And so I'm working through those emotions. So anyway, I have this aloe vera juice, and I just found it at the supermarket, and I'm drinking it, and I'm just like, this is amazing. It works so well. It tastes great. And then I go to the supermarket to get more, and it's freaking sold out. And I'm like devastated. I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do now? Like, this is horrible. I need to use this consistently for a while. Like, I can tell that it's going to be something that I'm consuming for a little while. And so I go to buy another brand. And so I buy it, and then I'm like, okay, let's taste it. Let's see what it's like. And I taste it, and it tastes revolting, absolutely revolting. And I'm like, this doesn't taste, it's not got enough actual of the therapeutic, like actual aloe vera in it. It's mainly just aloe vera flavoring and then a whole ton of sugar. Whereas the other brand still had some sugar, but it had mainly water and, of course, a little bit of sugar. Like, you want a little bit of sugar, a little bit of taste. But this other brand had so much sugar, I found it repulsive. The taste was repulsive to me. Anyway, I then found the good one on Amazon and ordered it yesterday, but it only came later on today. And so I still had the really sugary aloe vera juice this morning, and I had a glass of it, and I added some to kind of counteract the sugar. I bought like 100% aloe vera juice with no sugar in it, and I added it to it and mixed it together to try and counteract the sugar taste, but it was just still too much sugar. I could not finish the glass. I could not finish it. It was so much for me. I couldn't handle it. And not only that, but if I'm having my sugar in something like a cake or something, it's enjoying the experience of having it in a cake. But whereas this was just straight like sugar water with aloe bits in it, and it was just repulsive to me. Anyway, so I couldn't even finish the glass of it. And what was super interesting is I made myself a salad today, and I wrapped it up in like a little wrap. And I was really craving salad. I'm just craving salads at the moment, and I'm just loving salads. And in a wrap, I had it in a wrap, which was really yum. And what was interesting is I bought this like pre-packaged salad. I love it because it's got the dressing with it already in there and it's got the little seeds and everything. It's just convenience. I love convenience in the terms of I don't have to like buy the seeds myself and mix it together. Anyway, so I'm eating this salad and there's little like cranberry bits in it, which I usually love the cranberry bits. It just adds some flavor and everything. But today I picked them out. I picked out the cranberries because they felt too sweet. I was repulsed by the sweetness of the cranberries. I was like, ugh, I can't handle more sugar today. Like, I feel repulsed by it. Like, give me something else. Give me something not so sweet. And this is what I need you guys to understand is I've gone from somebody that was previously felt like sugar was the problem. I was blaming sugar. I was demonizing sugar, blaming sugar. Now that I've literally done work to the point where I don't know anyone else who has done this much subconscious work around their weight and food. I don't know of people talking about it like I do to this extent. And I've worked through blocks that other people would not even know are there. Majority of people are unconscious to the shit that I've worked on with food and weight. And I've worked on so many things over 14 years that I'm now so connected to my body and I have this full relationship of trust with my body that like I trust my body's wisdom and my body can sense when it's had enough sugar and it's repulsed by too much of it. And that is the manifestation of working through the work that I teach, okay? Shedding these layers of dieting mentality and codependency with dieting and weight issues and getting to the roots of everything, working through limiting belief systems. I've really done all that work and now it's so freeing that I don't have to micromanage it. I literally don't want any more sugar today. Like I'm just like, gross. If you put chocolate in front of me right now, I wouldn't want it. If you put a cheesecake in front of me right now, I wouldn't want it. I couldn't even eat the cranberries, for goodness sake. Like, I've had enough of it. My body says no, it doesn't want any more. Now, can I tolerate sugar every single day? Of course I can. We don't need to be zero sugar, but there's a limit. There is a limit. Yes, there is absolutely a limit. But what's so cool is when your body knows that limit and you are connected to that knowing of your limit and you listen to that limit and then you don't have to freaking micromanage everything with so much effort every single day. How exhausting. I just go by how I feel. It's all interconnected. It's unconsciously competent. Yeah. It's unconsciously competent, meaning I don't have to put in any effort into it. And I naturally just don't desire too much sugar. I'm repulsed by the taste of it. I'm repulsed by all of it. And before you say, oh, well, they can balance out sugar with acids, Barbara. Yes, this drink had acids in it to try and counteract the plenty of sugar in it. And I still could taste, my body could still sense the sugar. It was disgusting to me. Too much of it. I didn't want any more. And now for the rest of the day, I'm literally repulsed by anything sugary for the rest of the day. I picked out the freaking cranberries, for goodness sake. And that is purely, it's genuine. It's so genuine. It's not coming from dieting. It's not coming from my mind. My body doesn't want it. It's intuitive. But you can only reach this point of clean, intuitive connectedness when you do all the inner work. It's not just I'm an intuitive eater. Yes, you're born an intuitive eater, but then you've been conditioned. You've been conditioned by so much crap. Okay, it's constantly being bombarded due to social media, especially now. There is so much fear mongering with food that's, if you have the relationship with sugar that you're demonizing it, I manifested having that relationship to food where I was addicted to it, I felt addicted to sugar because I created that dynamic by believing that sugar was addictive. I no longer have that dynamic, you guys. It's not the sugar. The sugar is not the problem. You can rewire your brain and body differently, and then you won't be able, you'll literally not be able to consume too much food. You'll literally be repulsed by food when you've had too much of it. You will literally be repulsed by sugar when you've had too much of it. Does it sound far-fetched? Well, it's far-fetched for the person that isn't as dedicated to rewiring their brain. If you are super dedicated to rewiring your brain, you can achieve anything. You can do what I've done, 100%. But you have to be that type of person that's willing to do the subconscious inner work and willing to have a daily commitment to that. And then you can. It's well worth it, you guys, because that effort of rewiring now leads to me having freedom. So in the moment, you have to move through it and you have to do the work. But afterwards, once it's rewired into the neural pathways in your brain, you're going to have so much freedom with food. It's the best thing ever. I can't imagine living a life where I just have to micromanage everything. And it's exhausting trying to micromanage my weight. Now it's just stable. It just stays the same. Like I said, I don't have to think about it. It just is. My body takes care of it. My body takes care of it. My body takes care of it. My body wants what I want. My body wants well-being. My body wants to be, if I want to be slim, my body wants to be slim. Like whatever you want, your body wants. Whatever you want, your body wants. Okay, but if you view that your body subconsciously is the enemy, if you view food as the enemy, sugar is the enemy, the government's the enemy, the doctors are the enemy, you're creating that. You're creating more to confirm that worldview. Now, am I saying to then let people gaslight you or say that, you know, you don't have something wrong, you feel, oh, no, I do feel this. No. I'm saying, when you do this inner work, it is about validating how you feel. It is about validating your experiences. That's actually that's the process through which we move through to get to the point of connectedness to our bodies. That's actually the vehicle to get there, is what you're desiring. But you're trying to get it in a way where it's not a vibrational match to actually what you want. So you've got to understand the paradoxes here. That it's you've got to understand the nuance, that it's not so black and white. It's not so black and white, you guys. And unconsciously, if you're consuming all this content, this is bad for you, this is bad for you, this is bad for you, this is bad for you. It's not good for your subconscious mind. It's not good for the somatic response that your body is learning to do with food and weight. So that's my message for you today is, I just need you to see what I just experienced just then and how profound that is, that I've gone from a woman who felt addicted to sugar to being repulsed by too much sugar. Repulsed by too much sugar. I still have sugar, okay? Let's not demonize it, okay? So anyway, you guys, I want to announce to you that I am starting group coaching. I know I announced it. It wasn't the time. It wasn't timing. The timing wasn't good. And now we've actually had some people sign up. We're starting on the 15th of April. Okay, so nodietbabe.com/manifest group coaching. It's a small, intimate group. We're going to be meeting Monday nights, Eastern Standard Time. You have to check the page for the exact time. We're meeting on a weekly basis for 2-hour Zoom calls. It's going to be a combination of teaching and hot seat coaching. It's a small group. You're going to get quite close access to me. It's going to be a Voxer chat. You're going to have a small little community of other women doing this manifestation work. And by manifestation work, I'm not talking about just scripting that I'm so good at exercising and portion control. Like, we're not talking about surface level crap here. I'm telling you now that weight issues are a manifestation of other issues. Before you had a weight issue, there was other issues going on. And we're going to work through that. We're also going to work through conditioning around food and weight and your belief systems that you were taught as a child about how your weight is, stories that you heard about dieting. These things are manifesting your weight currently. Your weight as it is right now is a manifestation of your belief systems and emotions and thoughts of your past. Okay? Your weight now is a result of years of accumulated conditioning. Yeah? So when you say, I'm going to manifest weight loss, okay, cool. But what about the years of conditioning? You cannot bypass that. A lot of manifestation out there is spiritual bypassing. There are neural pathways in the brain that are being formed from a young age that you can't just bypass. Affirmations are great, but they need to be specific. They need to be specific to the issue going on in that subconscious wiring. And if you just say an affirmation like, I'm healthy, I'm at my dream weight, your subconscious is going to go, well, I don't believe that. Okay, why? Let's dig into that. Let's dig into it. And that's where really what the container is about, is manifestation. Of course, it's freaking manifestation. Everything is manifestation. Quantum physics, everything is energy. Okay, we literally live in this universe that's like a freaking matrix. It's like a fucking computer system. Everything is mathematical and calculated. Yeah, quantum physics, everything. Your thoughts, right? Observer effect. Yeah, your thoughts literally alter the universe. And so everything's rooted in that I teach. Everything's rooted in that. But I also have a profound understanding of psychology and eating psychology and nutritional science. And I've had people say, I don't know anyone else who combines everything like you do, to the extent you do. And it's true. And, you know, my human design is 5-1 as well. Like, I'm both the leader, the thought leader, and the knowledge seeker. So it makes sense. It makes sense. It's in my human design. This is in my freaking blood. Like, this is, here I am. I am the thought leader. Of course, I'm going to be saying shit that no one else does. Of course, I know shit that other people might not have gotten to yet. So anyway, let's get started. I'd love to have you in the group. NoDietBabe.com/manifest group coaching. Like I said, it's weekly Zoom calls, 2 hours, Voxer coaching. It's going to be fun. I'm very intuitive. I'm very supportive. I'm very generous. You're going to feel very supported. It's going to be a wonderful container. And anyone who's been in my private or group coaching containers will say beautiful things about the experience. I pretty much hear all the time, best investment I've ever made. And actually, I've got beautiful little meditation that I've created where you're actually already at the beginning of the container going to be affirming that and creating that for your future. And we're going to be going into energetics. We're going to be going into practical things, the body, all of it. Like, it's just all of it, but it's also for you. So when you fill out the forms at the start, you're going to be telling me all about yourself. I'm going to know about the people in the group. And so the teachings will be catered to that, which is why it's such a wonderful experience. And I'd love for you to join. So, like, we start in just basically 1 week. So you only have 1 week, but also once the spots are filled, that's it. So if this is calling to you. It's not something I do all the time. Okay. So don't be like, I'll just join next round. I haven't done a round for years. I don't know if I'll do another round after this. Okay. So yeah, jump in if this is for you. Anyway, you guys, I love you. Just keep in mind what I've said in this episode. Really think about that. What I've just said here, because you are probably consuming a lot of content that is blaming sugar. And to be honest with you, it's creating powerlessness. It's quite victim mentality, to be honest. It's like, it's your fault, not mine. It's you. It's you, sugar. It's you. But it's like, isn't that a toxic relationship with food? Just constantly blaming? Like, where's the accountability? Where's your part? Yeah? Okay, I say that with love because really deep down inside, healing these wounded parts of you and the inner child is actually what gets you to the freedom. So, yeah. Okay, anyway, I'll leave it there. Come join me in group coaching. Let's get this going. I'm excited to work with you. I will see you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.